And the only thing I guess that would come close to a meadow would be pastures that we have, you know, cattle, you know, and stuff like that, livestock.
How about the prairie? Do they have, is there, is this ever known as prairie land?
No, we don't have that prairie land mostly. That prairie land is farmed mostly, I guess, out of the western, Texas, places like that. No, not down in this section. I don't know if I can go over any prairie land. Prairie land is land that, I guess, still grew up and falls down on it and everything. And just year after year, and never formed, or the soil is never broken or tilled or planted any kind of crop on it. But see, most of this land, we use, we take the soil of the land around through this section, we kind of rotate the crops, you see. We say maybe this year, for the next 2 or 3 years, we'll plant a row crop on it, and then we'll switch around to another section, and we'll take this land that we had a row crop, and we'll sow it down and put pasture crop. Some kind of cover crop. You see, that's in order to maintain the fertility of the soil, build it up. You see, row crops usually take a whole lot out of the soil. When you plant those cover crops like that, those legume crops, you usually add something back to it.
What kind of row crops do you put in?
Well, row crops we usually plant around here. Soybean is one of our main crops. Cotton, corn, about the principal row crops that we have.
Would you tell me something about the way they used to farm mules, how they went, just a step by step?
When I came around, yeah, the place where they all of it was just mule farming. I don't know if it was in tractors, very few of them, and they used mules, and well, now it wasn't no soybeans, but nothing but cotton. Corn was the principal crops, and they had small farms, what you call family farms, and they had those larger farms, we call kind of plantation, you know, type farm, where they had, say maybe a fella had 400 or 500 acres of land or more, and he had croppers, or sharecroppers. Maybe several families living on that farm. And each one of them had a crop, you see, so many acres. And
about how many acres could one family?
They had what they call a one-horse, two-horse crop, where a one-horse crop was 5 acres.
5 acres
of cotton. A two-horse crop was 10 acres. It all depended on the size of the family, you see, whether you had a 5 or 1 horse or 2 horse crop. Mm-hmm. You see, now all this labor was manual labor. And it was just so much that they could do, you know. We didn't have the chemicals and all this stuff we have now to control the grasses and the weeds. And, you had to break the land and prepare it with mules. It took quite a bit of time to do that. And then they had to go back and chop this cotton out, you know, chop out the grass and work it maybe several times with the mules before. And then after the cotton was had matured and everything, then you had to go through that hand picking. But see, now that's all done away with. Now we don't do it that way.
Would you go back and describe how a man would go into a field and start the whole